just grinding through it here. String a few good days together. That's what we need to do.
So what does Brandon Cooks do well as a receiver? What are some of his assets at that position?
He can get open and catch and run after the catch.
Yesterday in practice, early in practice, you guys were working on a drill, and there was one, it was like a two-on-two situation, just sort of put its left foot into the ground and broke out to the sideline and got open, like you said. That skill, like, where does that reflect his ability? I mean, besides obviously getting open, like, the footwork, his feet, like, what do you see from that aspect of his game?
I thought he's a good athlete. He runs well. He's got good quickness. So, we'll see.
And how has he immersed himself into the program from the time you've had him?
Great. Yeah, he's worked really hard. Yeah. Works hard. Pays attention to all the little details. Tries to get things exactly the way, you know, we're coaching them, the way we want to do them. Very good.
Did you have much background with him coming out of Oregon State? Did you meet with him at all? And what do you remember about him?
Spent some time with him, yeah. Really about the same. Yeah. Smart player. But, yeah, I mean, he's got his skills, and we've seen those in this league. So.
Well, how much experimentation do you do with players this time of year to find out what they can and cannot do, and when does that... When do you sort of put the stop at that? Like, all right, we can't keep messing around with this. It's, you're here and you stay here.
I don't know. I mean, we can't have a backup at every position. We don't have enough guys. So we have to, somebody has to do multiple things somehow. So we ask guys to do them. Some more than others, depends on what their situation and position is and so forth. But, yeah, I don't know.
Rob Minkovich was absent from practice yesterday. I wonder if there was any update on his status, injury, or if it was a personal injury.
Yeah, Rob and Joe Cardona both.
Personal?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I've heard backup quarterbacks say that that's a hard role sometimes because you put in all the work, like you were to start, you know, a game, but yet you might not play, and that could go on for a season. Yet you have to have the edge as if, like, you could be in there at any minute. And I'm curious, from your time coaching, what in your view makes a good quarterback, a good backup quarterback, with that in mind?
Well, that could be true of a lot of positions. You know, guys that don't play in the kicking game, like offensive linemen as an example, same kind of thing. So, yeah, it's like being a relief pitcher in baseball. You go to the stadium, you don't know if you're going to be pitching or not. Depends on how it goes. So, yeah, that's that part of the job. Each position, each player, each situation has its own challenges. And if a player's in that situation, then those are the challenges to him.
What have you noticed from Jimmy in that role the last 3 years in terms of how he approaches it, with that in mind?
Yeah, I think Jimmy's consistent day to day with his preparation and practice and training habits and so forth. You know, you know what you're going to get out of him. You know, pretty much every day he walks into the building until he leaves.
Not Eric Rose on the bigger side, but does he have any experience in the slot, or could you envision him playing at all in the slot?
Well, I played safety in college, so that's one position inside from corner, so there's certainly some relevance to that. So he has, yeah, he's played some inside.
Cornerbacks, Kenny Moore, looked like he made a couple plays out there, made some plays during the spring. What have you seen from him so far?
You know, he had a good spring. You know, Kenny was a good, solid player in college, and we'll see how it goes. You know, he may have some versatility, too, to play inside and outside. I don't know. We'll see.
you see a guy making a play or making plays during camp, how much stock or how much value do you put in that versus what you see from their technique fundamentals? How do you balance that?
Well, it would depend on the play. Sometimes those plays are maybe a result of just in that particular example. I'm not saying any particular play, just in general. Sometimes a good play defensively is a result of not a good play offensively, or vice versa. Good play offensively really wouldn't be good if it was better defended, you know. So I think you have to take those kind of things into consideration. Sometimes, like yesterday, we had a couple plays out there that were just, it's a great throw, great catch, good coverage. And so even though the ball was caught, the defender was in very good position, and the offense made a great execution. Then there were other plays where maybe the defense wasn't really in that good a position but ended up making the play. Might not have been good enough if the play had been better executed on offense, but on that particular play it wasn't. So it looked like it was a defensive play, but the next time I don't know if it would have been. So I think you have to look at those. Production is important, obviously, but sometimes it's circumstantial, good or bad. So we just try to, look at each situation carefully and try to figure that out.
How do you help a guy like Cyrus Jones, who's been having some issues with punt returns, how do you help him correct those mistakes?
We work with all the players on all the things that we think that they need to improve on. They work on those. Everybody has things they can improve on out there, every single player, a lot of things, and coach for that matter. So we're all working on everything that we all need to improve on. Hopefully we'll be better tomorrow than we were today, better on Saturday than we were on Friday, and so forth. Just keep moving it ahead. But everybody has things they need to work on, and it's a some cases a lengthy list. Start with me.
So it looks like a lot of the running backs are pretty comfortable catching the ball. I know you've had a lot of good pass catching backs over the years, but you feel like maybe this group is, there's more of them in this group that are comfortable as receivers than maybe the norm?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Do you know when Cardona and Ninkovich are going to be, their personal reasons are going to be done, and they're actually going to show up here?
Well, when they are, I'll be sure to notify you.
Well, I'm interested because those are your two long snappers. Nobody should finish yesterday with any field goals. So, that aspect of the game can be addressed once one of them shows up.
Right. Well, we plan our practices to get the most out of each practice, and we'll continue to do that regardless of what players are available in different positions and so forth. That's not an uncommon thing that we take into consideration.
But are you aware when they're going to show up here? Or are you kind of...
I said I'll let you know. Yeah, I'm aware of a lot of things, but I'll let you know when it's appropriate. Thank you.
Light to know, perhaps, Devin Lucian. Been here for a year. Seems like he might have used his time in practice quite well since he's still here. Just what have you seen from him and his development?
Devin's another guy that's worked hard and I think has made a lot of improvement in the year, like all of them have, really. I'd be hard to not say that about every second-year player on our roster, but knows the offense better, knows the techniques better, is trained, is in good shape, is stronger, faster, quicker, more explosive. So, yeah, he's definitely headed in the right direction.
Similarly, Austin Carr had a nice little grab in the corner of the end zone. What have you seen from him, maybe from spring to yesterday?
Right. You know, you guys are asking a lot of questions about what have we seen from this guy, what have we seen from that guy. We've yet to put on pads. All right. So understand that, you know, there's a pretty talented group of evaluators in this room. But in all honesty, our evaluations come more in training camp when we actually practice and we can fully execute the techniques and the plays that we're trying to do. So the main thing we try to get done in the spring and the main thing we're trying to get done in these 2 days is to teach the players what to do, to give them the most fundamental instruction that we can, given the restraints that we have on practice. And then when padded practices, and I would say real training camp, starts tomorrow and will continue for quite a while after that, including the preseason games, is when the real evaluations start. So, you know, I know everybody's all excited when a guy catches a pass, but when the defense doesn't jam them or they're not allowed to really, because we don't want heavy contact out there, aren't competing for the contact at the end of the play, then it's not quite the same as when all that's going on. I'm not taking anything away from the receivers. I'm not taking anything away from anybody. I'm just saying it is what it is, that there's the competitive level out there is not what it's going to be starting tomorrow. So to evaluate players competitively when they're not on a competitive level, you know, I have a hard time with. But I know a lot of the people are real good at that, and they can make a lot more out of it than I can, so I respect that. But due to my personal limitations and my personal inability to make those evaluations, I don't make them. So we can keep asking about how everybody does on this and how everybody does on that. And the main thing for me is to see if they're doing it the right, doing the right thing, doing it properly, how we can correct that. And then there'll be a point in time where everybody will be able to go out and do it to the best of their ability against very competitive players on the other side of the ball, and we'll see what happens. And so that's when the evaluations really start, other than if a person can't take the instruction and do what you're asking to do or can't do it properly, you can evaluate that. But in some cases, it's hard to evaluate how they're doing competitively against somebody else when it's really not a competitive situation.
So given all that, especially the limitations of non-contact, the trench guys, is that even harder to have any sort of evaluation of right now?
Well, again, and I think you can evaluate what you're teaching them to do. Do they understand the plays? Do they understand their assignments? Are they using the proper technique in their assignment? But can you evaluate whether a guy can power rush, or whether you can stop a power rush, or whether you can stop the physical play or block physical players in there? No. And we don't want to evaluate that. That's not what this is for. So, yeah, I mean, it's in terms of evaluation, it's definitely limited. But what we do want is so that the players understand their assignments, their techniques, adjustments that they're going to have to make. So when we can evaluate it, they already know what to do, and there's not a lot of, well, do I do this, do I do that, hesitation, which then, you know, nobody looks good doing that, and it's hard to evaluate a player when he's not confident or sure of what he's doing. So if he knows what to do, he's sure how to do it, and he goes out there and does it the best he can, and the guy on the other side of the ball does the same thing, then you can see what you have. But we're not really at that stage yet. We just aren't. So we're doing what we can do, which is productive. We're making progress. And soon we'll be able to get into a different type of evaluation practice.
When you can put the pads on tomorrow and moving forward, does that change the tenor of practice to maximize those competitive situations that you want to evaluate?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what those are for. But there's a lead-up process to get to those, and I'd say we're in a accelerated process, but that's what it is. Like, we're not in pads. We're not tackling guys. We're not jamming receivers. We're not blocking each other in the running game very infrequently. We're not defeating run blocks. We're not doing any of those things. So don't evaluate them.
Other question?
You were asked about Cardona and Ninkovich for personal reasons. Coney Ealy wasn't spotted out of the practice field. Where does he fall into the
category? He's not in that case. He's here. Okay. Thank you.